Well, good morning and happy Mother's Day. This is the day that we celebrate our mothers, what they mean to us and what they have meant to us in our lives. A day to remember all the hard work, the sacrifice, the teaching, and loving that our mothers have done for us and modeled to us. Welcome to any guests or visitors who are worshiping with us, and welcome to those worshiping along with us via the live stream. Receive this call to worship. Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know when I sit down and when I stand up. You understand my thoughts from far away. You observe my travels and my rest. You are aware of all my ways. Before a word is on my tongue, you know all about it. Lord, you have encircled me. You have placed your hand on me. This wonderful knowledge is beyond me. It is lofty. I am unable to reach it. Where can I go to escape your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? Praise the one true living God this morning, who knows us from beginning to end. He is with us, so worship him with all of your heart. Will you join me in prayer? Heavenly Father, you have known us from the start, and we are here to worship you, the one who has given us life and breath. You have created everything. Your wisdom and power know no end. Speak to our hearts and souls and minds this morning so we can know you on a deeper level. Thank you for mothers and how they shape our lives. In Jesus' name, amen.
I invite you to stand as we worship this morning, and during this first song, the ushers may come forward and collect our tithes and offerings to God. And the children may come forward for my coins count.
It's all about you. It's all about you, those that receive the funds that we're sharing here, Lord, we ask you to multiply them, and that you would send your energy, your direction, and your wisdom along with them. Father, give us wisdom and courage as ministers of the gospel. Whether we have an official role of leadership or not, help us all to claim our place in your kingdom.
Slaves, but a child of God.
I Didn't want heaven without
For sending your son. You were here at the beginning and you're here with us now and you're going to be with us in the future, Lord. So Lord, just pray that your presence would continually be felt here this morning. I pray that you be near Tony as he brings us your message this morning. It's in your holy name that we pray. Amen.
Well, I'd like to invite the children forward. It's time for our children's message. Well, good morning. How are you guys doing today?
Good.
What are we celebrating today?
Mother's Day.
Yes, Mother's Day. Can you guys think of some mothers in the Bible? Mary?
Sarah?
Anyone else? How about the first mom in the Bible? Adam and Eve, there you go. So this morning we're going to talk about endurance. Does anybody know what endurance means?
No.
Yeah, you do? Okay, so we won't have to give a definition. All right, we'll be good. Endurance means that you're able to do something for a long period of time, give out effort for a long period of time, right? You guys are young, you can run around for hours. That takes endurance. Well, there's a running race that happens. See, there's a word endurance. There's a lot of words that go along with that. There's a running race that is 3,100 miles long. It takes, you have to complete it inside of 52 days. How many people want to run that race? We got a couple. All right, you guys better start training now. It happens in Queens, New York. All right? You have to average 60 miles a day to complete it within the time that is allowed. That's more than 2 marathons each day. That's like running from New York City to Los Angeles, and then you go from Los Angeles up to San Francisco. That's about 3,100 miles. That's how far you would have to run. You have to run around the same block, because it's a one-block course in Queens, New York, 5,649 times. Do you think it would take endurance to see the same things for 5,649 trips around the same block? Oh, that would be tough. That'd be a lot of running. And it's going to take a lot of endurance and a lot of training to run that race. 1 Corinthians says that all the runners who start the race are trying to win, right? Everybody who usually starts a race, they're trying to win. But did you know that our lives are like a race? Did you ever think of that? Our lives are like a race? Well, we run in the race of life. We can run after the world, or we can run after God. And when we run after God, it says that we will receive a prize at the end of our race. 2 Timothy 4:7-8 says, "I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. There is reserved for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give me on that day, and not only me, but all those who have loved his appearing." See, when we believe in Jesus and we have him in our heart, when our life is over, we will receive a crown in heaven, a reward, because it took endurance. Every day of our life following God, and it says, if we endure to the end, we will receive a prize. So I'd like to pray for you guys, and then you can have a snack and head back to your seats. So will you close your eyes while I pray? Heavenly Father, just thank you for these children. Bless them. Give them endurance to run after you and not towards this world. Put a hedge of protection around each one, and I pray that they come to faith in you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, you guys can have a snack. Well, welcome again. This is a day of celebration as we honor mothers. To some, this may be a day that brings mixed emotions. You might want to be a mother and you can't. Or your relationship with your mother brings hurt or pain, or you don't have a relationship with your mother at all. Make this a day to go and ask God to bring healing to strained relationships, and look at your life to see if there's a mother figure that's in your life that has supported you and helped raise you. Just go and thank them. My mother is no longer with us, yet I can look back and thank God for the lessons that I have learned, that were taught to me during my life, and the faith that was modeled to me. So I'd like to take a moment and pray for all the ladies out there who are dealing with mixed emotions about mothers that they may be having. So will you join me in prayer? Heavenly Father, we just thank you for mothers as we celebrate Mother's Day. Bring healing to strained relationships. Bring comfort to those who want to have children and can't. Just bring peace to those who don't know their mother, and just bring a mother figure into their lives. I just pray that your peace and mercy would be upon them. In Jesus' name, amen. My message is titled Endurance of a Mother. When I think of motherhood, I think of training and running a marathon. It takes endurance. And that's putting forth effort over a long period of time. I think of a mom who is just putting in that effort day after day. So I'd like you to think about your mother or a person who is like a mother in your life and put them in the place of this person in the race that is going to be run. So as a mother, you have this training portion that begins as a child, learning from your mother, learning from your life experiences. You grow and you're strengthened just like a marathon or training. You go longer and longer distances in your training, building up endurance for the race that is going to be run, the race of motherhood. And you have that 9-month training period where your training really ramps up before you have your child. And then you get to the day where your race is going to start. It starts with pain and joy. The gun fires and the race is on. You're holding that child in your arms. Motherhood has begun. And this is only the first step in a lifelong race that is ahead of you. That joy might turn to fear as you bring that child home for the first time because you're thinking, they really gave me this child to take home. I'm not sure what I'm doing. I don't know if I can take care of them. But you can because God is there with you. At that moment, it might feel like you're starting to run uphill. A very steep hill, the diapers, the feedings, the crying at all hours of the night, cold, sicknesses, teething, rashes. It's like running up a hill that has no end. Getting weary from the constant pace and rise and elevation of running up that hill, the thing that keeps you pushing onward is your faith in God, trusting that He will carry you through this uphill battle. You go and you dig into His Word, and you gain strength from that. The strength that is not on your own, it is from Him. Step by step, you're reminded that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And when your faith seems to be at its weakest, you hear cheers and encouragement from the crowd that are lining the streets. And you look over and you see your mother and your grandmother, your friends and your family. They're just rallying around you, urging you forward, seeing that God has put them at the perfect place where the hill in your race is the steepest. As you keep running, your heart's pounding and your muscles are straining, and finally the road begins to level off a little bit. You think, ah, finally, some rest. Your pace begins to quicken because your footing is more secure and your muscles begin to relax a little bit. As the miles click away, you settle into a pace, and out of nowhere, it's that final thing that pushes you beyond what you can handle. You catch a whiff of that foul odor of that pile of laundry. But then Galatians 6:9 comes to mind. Let us not get tired of doing good, for we will reap at the proper time. Pushing through this mountain because you can't go around it, you have to push through it. And as you enter another straight stretch, you think of green pastures and quiet waters, and your mind settles. And you keep striving forward, pushing onward, knowing that God is with you in your race. And the grade starts going downhill, and you have to hold yourself back to maintain control, and you have to dodge piles of dirty dishes along your race. And they seem to be the thing that puts you at the breaking point. But then the wind starts to blow, and there's homework paper after homework paper coming at you, and you lose your focus, and you almost trip over a pile of shoes while you're trying to help your child understand the new math that they are being taught. And you have to relearn how to do math so you can help them. Then the grade changes again. There's another mountain of laundry, so you push through that. Starting to fatigue and thirst, you take a cool drink of God's Word, refreshing you as you read James 1:2-4. Consider it great joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you experience various trials, because you know the testing of your faith produces endurance. And let endurance have its full effect, so that you may be mature and complete, lacking nothing. With this new energy, you push forward at a quicker pace, knowing that in the end, all of your efforts will pay off. You head down another grade, and there's sports schedules and chorus concerts and all this busyness just flying at you. It's blocking your view of the road. Clocks are ticking in your ears and making it hard to hear God's word. And you strain forward, hoping that around the next corner it's going to get easier. That all this stuff going on will be easier. But as you round the corner you were hoping would be easier, suddenly you stumble and you fall. After hitting the ground, you assess the damage and you look to see what tripped you up. The enemy threw a pile of bills and an empty bank account in front of you. And at that moment, you think, I'm not sure if I want to get up. Because you peer down the road and ahead of you is mountains of laundry and dishes and homework papers and bills and the teenage years ahead. The enemy is trying to keep you from getting up. He's attacking you with fear and anxiety. At that moment, you hear that still small voice from Isaiah 41:10, do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be afraid, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will hold on to you with my righteous right hand. Getting to your feet, you hear cheers and shouts of encouragement from your family and your friends that were just following behind you in a truck. As you ran your race, they were always there with you. With some bruises and scrapes on your knee, yet your heart is set, full of encouragement that God is going to provide in different ways. You take that step of faith forward. And you hear that small voice again from Isaiah 14:13, for I am the Lord your God who holds your right hand, who says to you, do not fear, I will help you. Suddenly, the things that you were feeling, they vanished. The fear, your knee hurting, they're gone. And you take another step and another step. And you keep pushing forward. And soon you're back up to a full run again. And you notice the sunlight shining through the trees, dancing off the leaves. And there's a cool breeze that's blowing. The strength of God is just filling you, so that you can press onward. And when you hear the roar of the crowd as you turn a corner, it's because your child came to faith in Christ. And this joy and exhilaration, it just spurs you forward. You realize that the obstacles didn't disappear. They're still there. They didn't go anywhere. The busyness in your schedule, the homework, the dishes, the laundry, the meal planning, the work, and the last-minute baked goods that need to be made for school the next day, they're still there. Yet your focus is on God every step of the way. Your focus changed, not what was happening around you. Instead of the obstacles in your path, you realize that Romans 5, 3, and 4 are taking hold in your life. They have given you new insight. And not only that, but we also boast in our afflictions because we know that afflictions produce endurance. And endurance produces proven character. And proven character produces hope. This hope will not disappoint. Will not disappoint us. Because God's love has been poured out in our hearts through His Holy Spirit. That was given to us. And with this hope and full of the Holy Spirit, every trial, it seems to be conquered because you're truly relying on God. Even those teenage driving years didn't seem to be so bad. You receive energy from God while you're still tired, and you're still giving all your energy to everyone around you. You have more energy than you did before. You have run through many hills and deep valleys and stumbled, and you have fallen different times. Yet that work that God has been doing in you changed you, giving you a drive and endurance to finish the race. Pushing on to the finish line that is ahead of you, crossing it, you realize that your own child is starting their race. Their marathon is just beginning. As you're beginning to rest and relax, you start to cheer them on, and you travel with them on their journey. Sometimes you leave the side of the road that you're on and you run with them. You give them support. You're helping them when they stumble. You help them get up back to their feet. You may not be racing now, and you might be in a more supporting role as a grandmother. And this new role is not just for your own children, but is for other young moms that are around you. Sharing your wisdom that you gained on your marathon, your journey in life, you can cheer them on so they can reach their finish line. When I think of moms, I think of endurance. Through good, through bad, they are pushing through, leading and guiding their children. They are pointing their children to God, demonstrating His character and His love. Doing all the things that moms do, which is a very long list. It would take a while to write down everything that moms do for their children and their family, and usually being underappreciated in everything that is done. So in this busy world, moms, take time to seek God. Be refreshed by His Word, focusing on Him, and He will carry you through. Young moms, seek older moms or grandmothers for wisdom. Go and learn from them, from their journey. Take this day, enjoy it, celebrate. Boss your husband and children around. They can't tell you no, it's Mother's Day. Go have fun, enjoy. It's supposed to be a time of celebration. Think of your mom or your mother figure that is in your life as a runner in a race. Look at all the obstacles that they have overcome. Look how they endured hard things that you may have never known about. Moms, thank you. Thank you for all that you do. There's a lot of times that people don't notice everything that you do, but God sees you. He knows what you're doing. He knows your heart. He sees all those little things that you do for your family that you never get thanked for. So go enjoy. Filled with hope of the Lord. May God bless you. Will you join me in prayer? Heavenly Father, we just thank you for the mothers and the way they care and work so hard for us, giving so much of their families and their energy and effort to bless them. Father, pray a blessing on moms today and every day. Just encourage the ones in the valley and comfort the ones that are hurting. Give them endurance. Endurance to keep pushing on every day. In Jesus' name, amen. I'd like to invite the worship team forward to lead us in a closing song.
Why don't you stand and join us as we sing this song, Everlasting God.
I have an announcement for you. There is an announcement in the bulletin as well. A ladies' brunch next Saturday will be held on next Saturday, May 20th, at 9:30 in the morning. This will be a kickoff event for our new ladies' group, BMC Sisters. The morning will be focused on relationships with each other and with God. The dress is very casual. Come as you are. Just come ready to enjoy conversation, simple food, and relationships. There are sign-up sheets so they know how much food to prepare, so I'd encourage you to sign up for that. If you have any questions, see Magali Sensnick, Donna Horst, Mary Musser, or Audrey Haller. This is also our last day for your nomination ballots for associate pastor. And you see the flowers up here. I'd encourage each one to get one and give one to your mother, a mother figure in your life. So will you stand for the parting benediction? May the God of endurance and encouragement grant you to live in such harmony with one another, in accord with Christ Jesus, that together you may with one voice glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. God bless you. Go in peace. Have a great Mother's Day.